Spoilers ahead, fuck nuts.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace.
Keep your surf off my turf!
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
Tai Lung, big fan.
Once I possess the kung fu of every master villain, no one will dare question my power.
Not even the great dragon warrior.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape-shifting sorceress, the chameleon.
How do I find this, the chameleon?
I'm gonna lead you right to her front door.
It was against an army.
Then we'll just have to get an army of our own.
What is this place?
The best crooks and criminals live here.
You're a wanted criminal?
You sound surprised. Is it surprising?
Now you kids be careful of those fireworks.
Silence makes our tummies tingle.
Why should we help you?
We can take down the chameleon together. Being the dragon warrior, it's who I am. Skadoosh. What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
What is it you're holding?
A cookie?
You were chosen to become something more than you already are.
How should we do this? Quick and painless?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or slow and painful?
Slow and painful.
You finally met your match, Chameleon.
We're not so different, you and I.
Skadoosh.
Stand back. I'm gonna kick my butt.
Hello, Pose.
Welcome to the new review of Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes, we're a little late with this one. We saw it a week after it came out, but I had to catch up on the series, actually, because I haven't seen a Kung Fu Panda movie since the first one, which I realized was like 16 years old now already.
Slacking.
I was like, damn, it's been a while. Poe's been around for a long time, and this is a special one because he's a Poe just like us.
He also had to rewatch the entire Kung Fu Panda series, that garbage.
I had to do it right. I'm like, he's a Poe. He's the Poest of them all.
The Poest of them all. Oh.
Got to do it right for my boy Jack Black.
Jack Black is my Chinese Zodiac in this movie.
I remember enjoying the first one, so I was like, you know, I kind of just assumed the second and third one were going to kind of be shitty, but I actually enjoyed those, too.
Second one was definitely very good.
I think most
people actually say second Kung Fu Panda is like the best Kung Fu Panda they would say.
I think they've kind of gotten weaker, but yeah. Two is enjoyable. I've enjoyed all of them so far, I'll say that.
Yeah, they're just a stupid, goofy time.
Exactly. And I don't think they've ever reached the lows of... That's what I was going to say to you earlier. I don't think they ever reached the lows of Shrek, which this series reminds me of just ever so slightly.
Oh, the slowest of... The worst
but
of the Shrek
they
movies.
Never got... This series has never gotten as low as Puss in Boots or Shrek 4, that's for sure.
First Puss in Boots, we got to specify.
Yes, the second one is amazing.
That's peak. That's peak.
Not Pixar.
DreamWorks.
Jesus.
God!
Get it right.
Don't you dare mix those up.
They're like, we've been doing better than Pixar recently. Give us our respect.
Yeah, no shit. So, as I think most everyone, first two, great. Third one was weird and kind of lacking on that.
Mm-hmm. It just became kind of more generic, I think.
Yeah.
It just started going the more generic plot territory.
Yep, and as I was saying personally, kind of, the fourth one kind of has that same feel.
It
like
does.
For different, it has its own strength in other things, but then also weak in a few others where it kind of
balances out. If the animation wasn't so good and, like, the score wasn't so good, this would easily feel like it could be, like, a TV movie or something like that.
I can see that.
But the action's really good. Like, you can tell there's actually a budget to it. It does feel cinematic, like we saw it in the theaters today.
Don't forget those little kid rabbits that like to bite people's nipples. Yeah. Gotta love that part, huh?
Yeah. those crazy fucking crackhead little bunny kids.
Yeah, they, for some reason, they just liked biting people's nipples. Like, they bought both the Poes, and they were biting the fucking lizard people, too, in the fucking fight thing.
They're like, this is our main weapon in the end.
It's like the ultimate fucking titty twister.
So, as always, we're gonna go into spoiler territory here. This is called Spoiled It.
No shit.
But we're going to be giving you our full spoiler review of Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes.
So for to go into the plot a little bit for people, just before we really dive into it, basically this one is after Po is tapped to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace, he needs to find and train a new dragon warrior.
Seems like he's retiring kind of early, though.
I know. Like, it's like they kind of wanted to just get rid of him, right?
Bruh. you've been to Dragon War for long enough. But Master they're... Shifu, it's only been like 5 years at most. Why am I only here for 5 years and I'm about to be retired already?
But will Po be able to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace or give up the Dragon Warrior title when a new sorceress... called the Chameleon comes
the Shang Tsung knockoff. she's literally Shang Tsung knockoff, but for like Shang Tsung, or she's saying Shang Tsung for kids because, you know, doesn't steal their souls, but steals their kung fu from their souls.
Who's played by Viola Davis here, who does a pretty good job. I thought she was good as this villain who's kind of generic, but I think if it wasn't for the good voice acting, like she. It wasn't even that intimidating of a character, I felt like, but she, you could tell she did a good job at least. If there was any sort of intimidating factor with that character or that villain, I think it's because of the voice acting. There was some cool, like, she has this ability to transform into people or other creatures.
Also Shang Tsung.
And there is some really cool stuff you see with that towards the end.
Shang Tsung in the end.
Yeah. Or no, the abomination thing.
Yeah. Shang Tsung.
I was like, what the hell? Like,
Shang Tsung did it.
DreamWorks was like, fuck it. I'm going all out. She just turns into an abomination.
She
like
turns into a giant fucking abomination of everything.
But, so he has to take, he has to figure out what he's going to do with this chameleon character coming into play. But he may have help when a new character that goes by the name of Zhen, right? Yeah, Zhen. It's played by Awkwafina. Who's like a thief and like a bandit, basically, right? I guess would be the best way to describe her.
Yeah, bandit, thief.
But she's very trained, and her and Poe have to team up because she knows something about this chameleon character. And
spoiler, she's the apprentice of the chameleon.
Wow, who would have expected that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I guessed that towards the like fucking beginning. Fuck you.
Yeah. And when you said that to me, I was like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he did that. I really wouldn't. I feel like I was doing that with the second and third one, too. Like, that's why they're just not as good as the first. It's like you were kind of being able to predict. I mean, even the first one's pretty predictable, but they're all pretty predictable. They're just kind of fun, but you're just able to kind of predict. They think they're doing these twists, but then you can just totally see them coming. Mm. At least I felt like with them so far.
I don't know. I still liked in the second one where I still like Chen a lot.
That villain was pretty badass, and they actually connected to, like, his family and everything, too.
Granted, you find out then they're still alive in the fight.
Or his dad is.
The other pandas, too.
No, but Zhen killed his mom, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. His mom, yeah. But I meant the other, you know, the other pandas when you thought there was essentially a giant panda genocide.
But,
and that guy, and you got, oh, third one.
His dad, actually, his real too, dad from the third actually appears in this one, who's played by Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
He goes by the name of Lee.
Bryan Cranston's a giant.
Him and his pose... adoptive dad, Mr. Ping, are actually in this a good bit too because they have their own plot of
the B plot.
It was kind of stupid, but I kind of liked it at the same time too. I think it was because of the voice acting, honestly. Like, if it was other voice acting, I think you're right. Like, it would have been kind of weak, but I was kind of just found myself laughing at it at points because it was just like so funny to me that like they were just like bros now after the third one.
I like the fact that they're bros at least in this one,
yeah,
in comparison. It's But like I said, it was a little weird on how they seemed very clingy to Poe in this one.
They did.
than like the other
ones. Like, it's even like he kind of addressed that at one point. It's like, you guys just literally didn't believe in me. And they didn't say, like, no, we believe in you. They didn't even say that. They're just kind of silent. Like,
now that there's two of them that care, now they all care suddenly. Rather than, like, his dad in the first one who basically
they're like,
was
we
like,
came because we love
I
you.
I just want you to make noodles.
They're like, we came because we love you. That's why we, like, came to try and help you.
Why didn't you come and help me during
my
other
adventures?
He's like,
no, you came because you didn't believe in me. Like, and they're just like, hmm?
I mean, out of all the times they could have done this, it would have probably made more sense. It was, like, his earlier days when, you know, before he proved himself over and over, they could literally kick everyone's ass.
Yeah.
But anyway, besides that.
But, but yeah, they're very funny here, even though their plot is very generic. It's literally just the same thing as the last one, pretty much, where they're trying to help Poe.
I did enjoy them in the fucking, when they're, like, going through the bar after Poe.
Oh,
and
interrogate? Well, yeah. Bryan Cranston.
I like that part with them, at least. That was just...
I thought there was a couple funny, but yeah, that was definitely a lot funnier than some of the other ones. Like I said, Bryan Cranston just totally kind of making it here. If like... Even though it's a very generic kind of script at various points. So, got to call it out for that. But at the same time, like, fucking... Sometimes you can have very generic things. And it's like, but the delivery was great here, you know?
Uh-huh. Sure, whatever you say, bud. B-plus is still lame to me.
It is the case.
Still lame to me.
It is the case at points, though.
Anyway, main story, though. Main story. Come on, we got to stop sucking their dicks.
But Bryan Cranston, Heisenberg...
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, him, Poe, and the Fox
Jim.
Yeah, they go, they're going ahead to the city. They go through the bar, the bunny bar, as it what was it, the Happy Bunny. They
yeah, that was a fun scene too, where the bar was like kind of like whatever. It basically is on a cliff. And they fucked when it was so much weight in there, it fucking blew out the bottom. So the, it's like a topsy-turny fucking ride where, like, the weight had to be adjusted.
I like how they brought up, too, like, who the hell builds a freaking bar on the fucking side of a cliff?
So that made for a fun action sequence. And there's actually some very good action sequences here.
Yeah.
Of course. I wouldn't say as good as the past ones, but...
No.
When they did... I think it was because there was less of it, but when they did do it, it was really good.
Yep. But then they get in the city, too. They got run from fucking water buffalo cops or whatever, the bull cops or whatever they were. Fucking, that was just more comical to me more than anything. Seeing like just a herd of bulls, no matter just following them everywhere they went,
the
still like
in
a
China
herd
shop thing or whatever.
Yeah, that was like the one time they stopped charging. But then, like every like you're seeing them like running up fucking walls and stuff too, just as a herd, still just chasing them down. Like, oh fuck, oh shit, the cops are actually climbing walls for you.
But what do you think? Do you think this is like a worthy continuation of, like, kind of the series here? Or do you think it's kind of like a Toy Story 4 situation where you're like, this just really didn't need to be made?
I am not going as far as Toy Story 4.
Okay.
I'm not going that far.
It's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I think we agree that it was the weakest, but I would say, like, it didn't feel... It felt like a natural continuation of the story.
It felt like a regular story. Granted, I...
Even though it was generic.
If they do make a new one, it's probably not going to be Poe-centric. It's going to be Jen... what's her name again?
Jen.
Jen-centric. Because she's the new Dragon Warrior, like we said. Or she? Oh, yeah. He makes her the new Dragon Warrior while Poe's going to be essentially the new Master Oogway moment.
Yeah, because Master Oogway, I guess.
They really missed an opportunity to throw Oogway in this.
I know, and he was in the last one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're like,
so
they were bringing back like all the past villains that she was taking Kung Fu from, too. And out of all of them, does not take Oogway, or Oogway does not fucking get captured by out of all the other masters and stuff that she was sucking
up. I think
up,
it just showed
weird.
That was kind of one of my other problems with this movie is I think
OP.
It showed that they kind of like were being cheap with the budget at points too.
Oh, I mean like them not bringing
because,
back all the old voice actors.
Yeah, so
for
J.K. Simmons villain character, and then what was the villain in the second one called? Chen,
yeah.
Yeah, Chen, they didn't bring that voice actor back.
No,
I think it was Gary Oldman, the guy who's in like The Dark Knight and stuff like that. Great actor. But they didn't get them back. They got Tai Lung from the first one back.
Did a good job.
Ian McShane, the guy that's in the John Wick movies.
Yeah.
Winston.
Winston, yes. Yes, you're right. Winston.
And he's great, too.
Tai Lung. He did a good job as Tai Lung. I like... I like how we cool at least got one person a voice of villain, yeah, or a character in this. Whatever.
But then the stupid part about it with this guys is that like they literally have them in the movie. They're just silent, like J.K. Simmons and Chen.
And the five that
and then the Furious Five. If you're looking for them,
they're gone. They're on another mission.
You get some cardboard cutouts in this.
Yeah, and then you're gonna only get them at the very end, and I could say anything other than Seth Rogen, who apparently just goes a slow mo.
I guess they paid Seth Rogen in edibles, and they had him come in for the studio for like an hour because probably 20 minutes because literally he just goes, oh, flying through the fucking. Doing martial arts at one point. That's his only line.
It's a slow
movie.
Motion in Think 2.
It's
so
him screaming.
It's a 2 second fucking thing of it.
But when it does play, you're like, that did kind of sound like Seth Rogen. I guess they actually did get him, according to IMDb. But
out of all the people to get, they just grabbed Seth.
So
lovely.
If you're looking for, if the movie seems to have teased that they're going to bring back former villains in Furious 5 and stuff like that, they kind of do. But like we said, if you're looking and expecting those actors to come back, they're not here.
Why couldn't they make the new Dragon Warrior after Poe?
I don't know, because they always just shaft them.
Because fuck you.
It would have made more sense for it to be Tigress, like how they had always, like how she wanted to originally or something.
Yeah.
They just missed an opportunity,
and she also grew as a character, too, as the things go, so she could have been probably more worthy.
I think they were just trying to have that. This one had parallels to the first in a lot of ways with certain scenes.
Yeah.
And I think they were just trying to go more for that, where it's like, well, she's kind of like Poe and...
Favorite characters definitely win the tryouts, and there was a goat who literally just screamed after. He's like, they're like, Poe shall now choose the new Dragon Warrior. He's like, and Poe's like, oh, goat finger. Oh, the finger's pointing
that
at
was,
me.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
Oh, no. Jack Black's delivery
in that part was so great.
And then fucking the goat, the buff ass goat guy is like, nah! just random goat scream freak out for a while. I'm like, God damn it.
That was so stupid. It was funny, though.
I don't know why that one just... For some reason, that's like when the... Like, most of this movie was like the nose chuckles. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, heh, or like a little smile. That's like, I think, the really only joke that got me like actually a little bit gut laugh on
that.
Like, I think stupidly for some reason.
I think there was like maybe two or three jokes that made me actually kind of genuinely laugh here. But the rest were kind of more, like you said, like kind of... But to me, like, that means I like it, but it's more like, that's clever. I'm not laughing.
That's a nice little laugh.
Exactly. To me, that's okay, because there's some things where I've watched where it's supposed to be comedic, and I'm just sitting there, like, fucking chirping birds, you know? Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, my God, you guys are throwing joke after joke, and these all suck. Like,
dear God, this guy stinks! But, yeah. Still feels
comedy
really weird.
Was pretty good here.
What?
Comedy was pretty good here.
Yeah, it was okay. Like I was saying.
I feel like DreamWorks always does a good
little,
job.
Little
with
chuckles
that,
are at the thing. Yeah. It's I'm still really weirded out by fucking Poe being retired so fucking early. That still fucking weirds me out for whatever reason.
I feel like
that just feels weird.
I feel like Shifu is just Master Shifu who's in this too. Oh, Dustin Hoffman returning, and
why do I like? Sheep?
I feel like he's just like got a grudge against Poe because fucking.
Oh yeah, he's just salty that Oogway gave him.
Oogway likes
fucking,
him more than him.
He will be the new wisdom teacher. And it's like what? Fucking Shifu is actually the one full of fucking intelligent knowledge, and it's just. And Poe,
I feel like that was his way of being like, "Fuck you, Poe! Like, you don't get to anymore." He's like, "Why?" He's like. Because
fuck you,
you're having too much fun.
Oogway made you the success because
you're having too
me.
Much fun, and I want to ruin that.
It was kind of funny because it was even Poe was like, "You see, are you angry? No, it seems like it's bothering you.
I know that's what I said.
It's not bothering. Okay, it's not bothering you.
It's like he literally, I think, did do
dude,
it.
Dude, you kind of feel bad for Shifu actually when I was saying this out loud.
I know, he's being a dick. He's just being petty.
Dude, Shifu's the one full of wisdom. You could have given Poe a few more years of being Dragon Warrior while fucking Shifu could have at least been a knowledge man.
Dude, Shifu's like old Luke Skywalker to
God
me. Like, he's basically fucking. And Tai Lung's like Kylo. Like,
God damn it.
How did you let Tai Lung go evil, bro?
God damn it! I hate your. I hate that comparison.
You know it
but
to
it's
be true.
Funny. It's funny, but God damn, I hate it. You're ruining Shifu for me. How dare you? Don't.
basically the same, right?
No.
No, but not at all, but it's much better than that. It's at least a little bit better than that.
We also find out Poe's kind of schizophrenic with all the voices in his
head. Oh, yeah, that was interesting, too.
Just a random baked joke I could see. And then Shifu
threw me off
it.
Originally because I thought the original ending of this movie, remember they had that shot of Shifu like meditating and then he just like, it's like he was going insane for a second, like just like fucking
hearing Poe's
yeah, and I was like, is this the ending to the movie? What the fuck? Is that it had like this ending shot and then like the cuts to black and then like credits start playing, but it's like the credits are playing while there's a scene playing.
It shows the peach tree growing now too. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Then it ends after fucking Shifu trying to fucking
silence. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it has like a last cinematic shot, yeah. And I was like, "Is that the end?" Like,
yes. Well, technically, no. There was also the training thing at the end.
That's what I'm saying. And then, yeah. Like, it cut to black for a second, and then it cut instantly to the credits playing with this the training scene, but the credits are playing over it.
Yeah, and then you see the Furious Five.
That's where the Furious Five comes.
No words. We can't pay Jackie Chan or any of the other cast to voice a few words in this, except Seth. Seth, we paid gummies.
We'll get Sethy.
We pay Seth in nothing but edibles and joints that he just consumes on stage.
We gave him an ounce and some edibles.
I'm just imagining Seth Rogen eating like a bunch of joints just straight up. He's not even smoking them. He's just consuming it. Oh!
Or just shoves them all in his mouth
yeah.
And blow torches like the inside of
his mouth. Oh my god!
And he just blows it out like fucking Charizard or something.
Dude, that'd be fucking... Dude, I wonder if that could work. You giving me ideas.
But,
Do that in the next little celebration.
But yeah, I'm glad Pixar or Dream, God
Dream,
damn it,
DreamWorks.
I'm sorry,
God.
I'm sorry, Pose.
Pathetic. You disappoint.
I'm glad that they're like I'm having fun with their movies at least recently.
Yeah.
Like when I watch them, because Pixar, I feel like recently I'm kind of just like, you guys are slacking. Like these seem like some really unoriginal kind of ideas.
And this is definitely better than the Kung Fu Panda series that didn't even have Jack Black in it.
Boo. I heard one of them had Jack Black in it, but I know they... I think it was, like, the newest one they did, maybe for Netflix or something, but I heard there's a bunch of them that didn't have him in it,
yeah,
right?
I think those are the ones that aired on, like, Nickelodeon, I think it was.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like whatever it was.
That makes more sense. Like, oh, Nick's not going to get him. I was surprised Netflix even got him, but I was like, I'm still not watching that. Like, because it's DreamWorks TV animation. Like, these are the same guys that probably did the fucking... Megamind 2 that looked like dog shit.
Oh my god, don't
it's like I'm not
don't bring that up. Don't bring this up here.
Should we review it?
Wait, was that also DreamWorks Megamind?
DreamWorks TV animation or whatever.
So that was Megamind.
It's like another division of DreamWorks animation.
Still DreamWorks, everybody. This they have a weird trend of fucking up things with series. It's just it continues. do you see the patterns? I do.
Do you think there's gonna be another Kung Fu Panda though?
Good question.
Seems like Jack Black's pretty much only kind of doing voice work now because he was Bowser. I think he said he retired years ago, but then since then I've seen him still in
he's
stuff.
He's just popping
but
up
voice
stuff.
Work.
Yeah.
He was in Rick and Morty. He was in a Super Mario movie. He's going to be in the Borderlands movie, but as Claptrap, so that's voice work. And then he's in this. So it's just like, I think he's just retired to do just voice work now.
Jack Black's going to be fucking Claptrap of all fucking people?
So I really hope we get a fucking Brutal Legend, a Brutal Legend 2 with Jack Black.
Oh, dude, everyone forgot about Brutal Legend for so long. I would have loved that. I would have loved a Brutal Legend thing.
I'll take a Kung Fu Panda 5, but I think, like we said, these kind of keep getting, they're still enjoyable, but I think if they might really run it out of the, have a Toy Story 4 next on their hands if they go with another one.
Yeah. I mean, like, Blackjack.
Jack
Black will probably not be in as much in the fourth or in the fifth one if they do a fifth one. It'll be mostly probably focused around Jen instead.
He'll have like a Oogway role maybe or something.
He'd be the new Shifu.
Yeah.
Shifu's going to be even more sidelined. Fucking Shifu's going to be like, fuck, I'm barely getting more roles.
That's kind of the weird thing about this fourth one too is they like in the third one they set him up as like a teacher. Remember? And then they like dropped, they seem to like have dropped that completely for this new one.
Oh,
like, yeah, remember how he became a teacher and he like was basically like Shifu in the third one? Yeah, we just dropped that. Like, fucking.
Nav's just going to places battling people and stuff like that.
Like, that's literally what he was doing in 1 and 2. Like, what? Why? I thought he'd like moved on.
I mean,
on
like, I get it. He probably likes fighting things.
That was kind of one of the weirder things about this one with me, too.
Like I said, I get the retirement thing and becoming a wise master in the end. Or, he's only been a fucking dragon warrior, I think, for 5 years in this universe.
Really?
It seems like, I don't see him grabbing old.
I didn't know if it was like real time. Because like, they've said, like, some of them have been around for, like, 200 years
like
or whatever.
It's not
so
like
I'm
the dads are
maybe
aging
maybe it's
much.
Actually that it's been, like, 16 years since the first one or something. Like, it is in real life, you know?
I don't know.
But they don't say, you
maybe
know?
Maybe kind of weird, because he doesn't look like he's getting older. I can imagine.
I feel like that I did in this one notice a little bit that, like, kind of like, because I noticed it with his dad in the last one, he's got more, like, gray hair starting to come in. Not as much as his dad, but I noticed there was, like, more because I've been rewatching the other ones the last few days.
You got a problem with going gray, bud?
No, I'm
you
just
got
saying,
a problem with going
I
gray?
Like they were, it was like one of those slight animation things where I'm like, huh? I guess they are showing like he's getting slightly older.
Maybe it's just very subtle that is.
You don't see
case.
It in his face at all, though. It was more like on his arms and stuff. Like it was weird.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if like that was maybe just since the animation's better since it's the newest one, if that was just something that they enhanced and has always kind of been there, you know what I'm saying? Or
maybe.
If it's supposed to signal he's older.
It's not like
or...
Shifu looks much older, though, either. He looks
yeah, what's
kind
his,
of the same.
Tai Lung looked the same, too.
Well, he's dead. Tai Lung is dead in the spirit world, so yeah, no shit, he looks the same.
Oh, shit, I don't age.
No fucking shit. If you age in the fucking afterlife, that sucks. What, you're going to be a skeleton for fucking... It's going to be like... You're going to look like a... Oh, what's up?
Did you like the Zhen character?
Zhen? Yeah, she seemed fine.
Yeah.
Like, at least they picked a, if they did a replacement, I don't hate the character whatsoever,
true.
Actually.
True.
She seems very
I thought it was one of Awkwafina's better voice roles.
Yeah.
Because I do hurt like her and stuff, but then I feel like there's other times where they just have her play an annoying character, and, like, the character just really grates on me with her voice, too.
Mm.
But then with this, it was, like, a really good fit for her voice and everything, actually.
It was a good
and the
voice.
Character didn't annoy me or anything.
Yeah, the character wasn't annoying, too, like, really.
The character I'm mainly thinking of with her is she was in that new Little Mermaid, the live-action one, and she played, like, fucking the bird or whatever.
Bah!
Oh, she was so annoying. Fuck. She had this song called, like, The Scuttlebutt or something. It was it's, like, the worst Disney song ever.
Yeah.
It's, like, literally, like, her, like, going, like, and, like, squawking and shit. And you're just like, oh, like, this is supposed to be music? What the fuck is this?
I listening to Seagull scream in my
But, yeah, I thought she was really good in this, actually. And the character actually kind of reminded me of, like, Kitty Softpaws or, like, Puss in Boots a little bit from like the
I was
Shrek
it's,
movies.
I was telling you that about this Kitty softball.
Yeah, I think more Kitty, but
because it's like literally a small animal fucking thief character.
She's kind of better than.
Granted, this is it's just a whole trope of a small animal ninja thing's a big trope within like various like.
Well, kind of the whole thing that's like they're matched too, because like you saw with Kitty Softpaws, like she's one of the only ones that can kind of take on Puss. And then, like, same thing with Zhen, like, where, like, she seemed like she could handle herself, like, when that first fight with Poe.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, I guess they're kind of their equal in a way, you know?
It is
and
also
that
funny.
Sets up the whole thing with the dragon warrior and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, but she's
too.
Also not, like, too OP, too.
Exactly.
At the same time. She's more,
And it was explained why she's OP.
Yeah, trained by a fucking chameleon master. Yeah, that kind of makes sense. And also
whereas some of these
gutters of the fucking shithole that she was living in before that.
Was it like Mary Sue or whatever that's called when they just fucking...
Yeah, she doesn't feel like Mary Sue.
Yeah.
And that even shows even the credits where she's training to get even better and she's still like making the mistakes and then she... So yeah, she ain't no Mary Sue.
Yeah.
So that's at least a thing. I see. So.
Yeah, which was...
And like shit, she doesn't have insufferable personality. She's very nice. She seems like a decent person and everything like that. So, makes sense.
Exactly.
She's just a little bit of a cliche with the ninja, with the, you know...
And the whole betrayal part and everything. Like,
yeah.
Where you're kind of like, ugh. I saw this coming.
Cliche.
It's instantly going to be like...
But whatever.
I didn't want to do that.
It's
like,
a kid's
blah, blah.
Movie, so you know what?
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
It's not made for us. We're just the weirdos who went into a fucking theater for a kid's movie.
We're the only ones there, though, besides one other person.
Yeah, that guy in the very back.
In the very back. Probably in his Dune 2 popcorn bucket. Like, why are the other people
I
here?
Swear to God, if we turn, if we turned around and saw that dude's doing some weird things, I'm going to be very concerned.
Why are the other people here?
Fuck, I thought I displaced myself. Where else am I going to crank at the Kung Fu Panda? Bruh.
Shitty cam versions online just won't do.
I can't keep watching the old stuff. I've done it already so many times. Those, I need something new. Well, that was a fucked up skit. All right, so anyway. Sorry if you're the guy listening and that is not what you were doing.
Come on, guys. We're not stupid. We know that people were using those Dune 2 popcorn buckets for other reasons than their intended use.
Explains why the floor was all sticky. Anyway.
Dune 2 did play in the theater before we saw that.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Did it? Oh, God damn it. No, oh, God damn it.
I don't know. Just assuming.
Just assuming. What the fuck? Now you were making me now on me more uncomfortable.
A Regal employee says that to you, like, "Hey, were the floors sticky?" Yeah. Oh, that's because Dune 2 played before you guys.
Huh?
Sir, I don't know what that means. Think about it.
Popcorn bucket. No.
What?
Anyway.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes.
Jack Black killed it as always.
Yep. Rest the voices they had all seemed decent.
Yeah. They've always, I guess, done a pretty good job with that.
Yep.
But yeah, if you're looking forward to Furious 5 or some of the past villains besides Tai Lung,
too bad.
They're not in here.
Too bad. Eat shit. You ain't getting that. You're just going to see them. See no not tell.
But all these, to me, have pretty good pacing. They're all like usually an hour 30 minutes at most.
Honestly,
like an hour 25, though. Around, and I think with these newer, I think it's probably because I've watched all of them in the last week too, but I think with these newer ones they start to drag a little bit more towards the end, like 3 and 4, but still, like, right when they kind of feel like they're dragging maybe a little bit, they pick up and then it's pretty much done, so they don't like waste your time too much or anything. But yeah, That's kind of how I think we felt about this movie, Pose. I think that about wraps it up, though, unless there's any other thoughts you have about Kung Fu Panda 4.
They still missed an opportunity not to have Oogway in it.
Oogway, yeah.
Oogway reemerged.
I liked him.
And then Poe having to fight Oogway's moves while he's fighting it, like the fucking sorceress. I'm just saying, missed opportunity. Especially since like Oogway kept getting mentioned throughout this whole thing. Anyway, that'll be it, everybody. And have a good one.
We'll see you on the next one, Pose.
Till then, see you.
Peace.